Okay, stand by in 3, 2, 1.
Hi there. So we're only halfway through this current season, and we've still got so many more stories to share. But this week, we wanted to revisit one of our most replayed moments on Making Changes from last season, from the story about how Brother Andre Silva introduced his bandmate and friend, Errol Varai, to the Church of Christ. It's a story about friendship, faith, and never giving up. And it's a change we all can learn from. Brother Andre, what advice would you have for people who maybe right now be in the midst of a friendship like yours, right? Someone who's trying to help another friend, trying to help show them that God is the only solution, the church is the only solution. Mm. What advice would you have for people?
Going through the same situation that me and Brother Errol went through. Don't quit. Mm. It's going to be hard. Expect it. Don't be surprised if there are difficulties, if there are hindrances. Mm. But don't quit no matter what, because if you quit, that means you're lacking faith, you're lacking trust in God. If you want God to help you, you have to give him a reason to. Hmm. And so you need to trust in, rely on, right? Believe in what our Lord God can do for you in your life. Hmm. Just like what Brother Eduardo Vimanalo always teaches us. Hold on to the words that you're being taught by the church administration, the guidance that is freely given to you by our Lord God through the administration. That love that you receive, that love that you're blessed with. You know, the church administration is the proof that God loves us in these last days, you know, that he placed someone there to watch over our spiritual welfare, to guide us. And so when you're going through those hard times, don't give up, don't let go. Continue to trust in God, continue to push through. Remember, you're running a race. If you want to win, you can't stop. Continue on. And uphold your membership in the Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're both now living a life of service. Yeah. What is that like to both be on that same path? Like, you know, I mean, you're not in the ministry, but you're an officer, you're a deacon, right? What kind of life, what kind of fulfillment does a life of service bring?
Right, it's funny because I was just having a family hour with my family. We do it every Sunday. And we always reflect back on kind of how our week has gone and stuff like that. Mm. And, you know, we're at our best when we're at church, right? Fulfilling our duties. And when we're not fulfilling the duties, we notice there's a little bit, you know, it's if we're not as active as we should be. You know? So because when you're not as active, when you're not as engaged, like you just see that God kind of he'll put you through a little bit of turbulence, and you're like, okay, I got to get back on track.
Reminder.
Yeah. Wake up calls.
Wake up calls. Yes. And so we get that constantly. And then so when I do that with my family, it's okay, Dad, I'm going to go to two Bible missions this week. It's okay, good. Well, there's three this week, so we're going to go to three. But yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how God works, man. He's like constantly reminding you. And when you're doing good, he blesses you.
Yes. So. Before we go to the last part of our interview, what would you say about change? You know, a lot of people are afraid of change. Mm. Brother Andre, obviously you made the biggest change in your life, joining the ministry. Brother Errol, you made the biggest change in your life in joining the church. Mm-hmm. What would you say about change when God is part of that change?
Mm. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. If God is part of that change, embrace it, because again, he has a plan. Mm-hmm. And realize that the only thing that will never change is change. It's gonna happen. It's going to happen in your life, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that God is part of every change, that he's behind that change by being close to him. And every change will be a next step up closer to him. And so, you know, when you look at it that way, you will welcome it, embrace it, and want it. Mm-hmm. When is God going to change it for me again? Yeah. And, you know, you'll end up looking forward to it.
See the difference, right? Earlier, I have friends that aren't part of the church who have families themselves. And you see what they go through, and then they don't have any foundation. Mm. You know, you could tell God's not with them, right? Because either they, like for example, mother and father end up separating, and you see that firsthand, and you're like, you know, with God, you know, being in the church, you always have that foundation. And so even the worst things, the most impossible things, you could always get past, right? Because you always have that foundation. And so, you know, me and my family, me and Sister Liz, we always talk about it, like, man, you imagine what it would be like without God, our family. Especially the way you are. She always pointed out. Especially the
she said it to you. Yeah.
Especially how stubborn you are. Right? And I said, no, I mean, I just can't see my life without God. And then you see all these, you know, the friends, and, you know, they don't believe, they don't have that same amount of faith, and just things fall apart very fast, you know? And so it's just a blessing to, you know, to have that, you know? And so I always find it my duty to like share, like I got to share, like every way I got to share.
Same way he did with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And persistent with it. I got like friends who just get annoyed with me. So, bro, thanks for this link. You send this. You sent the same link to me like 3 weeks ago. The same one. You sent me. I was like, oh no, I forgot.
Here, but how come you don't give up? How come you don't give up?
Because I know the gift that I have, or that I've been given, that I've been granted, that my family's been granted. So why would I not share that? Yeah. Especially just like Brother Andre, when you taught me how to love, bro. So, like, you know, especially when you love people that much, you have that amount of love, like Brother Andre mentioned earlier. It's like you just can't stop. Yeah. You have to keep sending it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, for instance, you know, when I see the change that God did his life, that's why you keep sharing, because you always want to see that change in other people, you know, making changes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we want to see.
I mean, testimony. I'm that testimony. Like, I just can't believe I ended up where I'm at. I just can't believe it happened. How did this happen?
It's all God.
It's all God, right? So then you got to...
I told you God was the same.
You did, man. Thank you.
If this reminder resonated with you, make sure to share this episode with someone else. Thank you for listening to Making Changes and joining us this season. If you want to listen to the rest of this conversation with Brother Andre and Brother Errol, scroll down to the two-part episode called Life of Service. It's an amazing story that everyone needs to hear. And while you're here, make sure to subscribe to the Making Changes podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll have new episodes waiting for you next week. But until then, thanks for listening, and may your change uplift you.